Come join us, we're all crossing.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of We're All Crossing with your host, Sam.
And Lena.
Lena, it's a rainy night tonight, so you know what that means.
We're gonna have a nice cuddly party.
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
I got him.
What are you doing?
Because I was going to say, because I know Sam's going to be like, oh, a cuddly party's good because we're not going to party. We're just going to sit on the couch under a blanket and do nothing.
Well, you know, speaking of cuddling party, okay, do you mind if I just already start wanting to hop into the topics?
No. we gotta do the little, you know, the little banter where people are like, oh my god, I wonder how their week was, and then we're like, this is how our week went or our day.
But,
and then we
talk about talking, oh no, but the cuddling thing leads into something, and then I think you already know what I'd lead it into.
No,
you don't.
No.
Oh, fine, I'll circle back to this. Okay,
yes, Lena,
what are you doing on your island?
I am wishing on some stars. It's a pretty clear night, but I'm confused because I Googled, and if I'm correct, the snow is supposed to start going away starting the 18th, but I still have snow on my island.
Lena, didn't you hear?
What?
The groundhog saw a shadow. The snow is going to be here for a while.
Mr. Rossetti saw his shadow?
Hmm.
Let me double check again. Because I swear to God.
I mean, I'm just letting you know, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, what I am doing is, I'm
winter
getting
is characterized by snow on the ground, which melts on the 25th. Oh, then why did I get the 18th? Well, we still got a few days of snow, so I'm enjoying this clear, snowy night.
Hell yeah! I'm getting dressed. Mm-hmm. I'm finding an outfit for the pod loft.
Oh, I just got a recipe for coconut milk. I love how each, how do I explain it? How each of the villagers has a different kitchen set up. Like, I don't know about you. Look, I'll show you. Look at Dragos. He's got like an overhang, like a, what do you call it?
Oh, yeah. I love the dim sum.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know, right?
Did you give him that?
Nope. He had that in his place. This is all his exactly normal.
You know what I hate? I hate all the villagers that you had in the very beginning of the game, their houses look horrible. But any villager that you get from at the end of the game, all of their houses are super decked out to how.
But Drago, I didn't get him at the end of the game. Drago, I got him. Okay, so you know how you have two, right? I love how I said two and I showed you number three with my hand. So you start out with two and their houses are boo boo. Then you get, you know how Tom Nook then goes, oh, let's invite more people, and you get three plots of land?
Yeah.
That's where I had Drago come in. He didn't come in, towards the end plots. He was at the beginning, and his house always looked that nice.
I don't know, then. I know the first two, so I know Boots and Ursula's house is, very plain, but they were the first two that I ever had.
First two
villages.
And then everyone else after that did get more? Because, to me... Oh, I have Flick.
I don't have any originals after that. They're the only two that I've kept. I mean, Twiggy... No, Twiggy's house is also not even decked out. I'm pretty sure if I Googled how Twiggy's house is supposed to look like... It's going to
be crazier?
Yeah, it's going to be crazier.
Well, I also think the exception is Drago is a dragon. He's you know how for each animal, there's usually one that's cool. For example, there's the birds, but one of them is a woodpecker. And then there's the deer, or there's the goats, but one of them is a deer. Like the guy you have, right? I forgot his name.
No.
I'm Drago is the specialized.
Oh, yeah. Twiggy's house looks very different, in the
later stages.
Well, yeah, I just Googled how her house is supposed to look like, and it looks very different.
Yeah, because, the last people I have, I could say they're... Yeah, I guess I could say, because the most recent person I got was Judy, and her house is... Yeah, it's fairly decorated. It's not I don't think it's as crazy. I think Drago's house is probably one of the most crazier ones. Yeah. Lucky's house, too, but Lucky's house looks like a graveyard. literally speaking.
Oh my god.
That's because he's a mummy.
I just found out, because it's cool. Mm-hmm. It shows you how to pronounce, or like what Twiggy's name is in all the other languages. And in Japanese, it's Pichiku. Pichiku.
Pichiku. What is this in Spanish?
Titi.
Didi?
No, T-I-T-I. But the second I has an accent, so it's Titi, right?
Titi. Oh, that's cute. But I feel like Mexicans, at least, they'll be like, Tweety.
Yeah. In German and in Dutch, it's just Twiggy.
With an accent. I can't think of a German accent.
I'm not good at that, no.
Yeah.
But Lena.
Yes.
Now, what is on our plates for this evening?
Wait, I have one more thing on our plate before. I just remembered. Oh my god. No. It's related to Animal Crossing. Don't say, no, you're going to be excited. Today in the mail, finally after I spent way too much money on it, it has arrived. I ordered another piece from Gelato Peak, which is a Japanese brand of like luxury loungewear.
I already had the Tim Tom sweater. Expensive.
Yeah, it is pricey. So I already have the Tim Tom sweater, for those who follow me at Lena Luhu on Instagram. No, I already have the sweater, and I was like, when they were like, oh, we're releasing more stuff from our Japanese collection, and they had a hoodie, I was like, oh man, if they release the hoodie, I may have to get it. And guess what? I got it, and it was way too expensive, but oh my god, I got it, boyfriend, and it's so comfy. Cute. It is extremely comfy. I think it's slightly, it's this fabric they call moco, which is supposed to be, which is, makes me laugh because moco in Spanish means booger. So it's called moco fabric, and it's baby moco. And it's supposed to be like this super soft material of whatever. Like, I have it right here on my chair. This is the sweater. This one is so like, oh my god. Like this, like the hoodie seems slightly, and when I mean very slightly, thinner, but like, oh, I cannot wait to wear it because it's so chilly out here in San Francisco. So I'm like, I cannot wait to wear it tomorrow to work.
It's freezing.
Freezing. Yeah. Okay. Now I can give you the dish because I swear that hoodie, it's so cute. It's on my, you can't see it from my, from here, but it's on my bedroom.
Oh, I almost ordered one. Oh, I'm aware.
The only thing I... So they had other hoodies of like Dom, and I forgot what was the other character that had little horns and ears, right? Part of me goes, this sweater has Tim Tom printed all over. How cute would it have been if it had Tim Tom's ears on it? Wouldn't that be adorable?
That'd be pretty cute. It would
be. Okay. So the dish that Sam was so excited for, the dish that Sam was like, this relates to this and this. The dish is... Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Okay, so now when we were talking about cuddling, you don't know what I'm going to reference now?
Maybe not, but go for it.
Okay, so what I was going to reference was a famous show in Nickelodeon is SpongeBob. And so when you're like cuddling, it's like the cuddly crab. The what's it called? Oh my god, Lena, you're good. The kissy crab.
The king crab. The killer crab. Ah! And then they're like, no, the cuddly crab. I just got a SpongeBob figurine of him in the cuddly crab costume.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that was instantly when you were like cuddling, I was like, all I thought of was
surprising. I thought the reference you were going to give, you were going to be like, oh yeah, cuddling up together and watching some Nicktoons or something. I thought you were going towards that route, but good one on the SpongeBob call.
No, the cuddly crab.
I love a SpongeBob reference. Slight sidebar tangent. I remember when I first met Sam on our first date, and he didn't remember when I brought it up like much later, but I remember we were just talking about like random stuff or whatever, and I said something, and he referenced SpongeBob. He referenced the magic conch, and then in my head, I made a mental note going, good, check. like a SpongeBob reference always gets me.
I don't know why I thought you're going to be like, magic conch. Okay.
No, in my head, mentally, I was like, okay, so he knows SpongeBob. That's a good thing. Like, if you were one of those people that like, oh, SpongeBob's stupid, I would have been like, you're stupid, and I would have left.
They're a Squidward fan.
Clearly.
Did you know... I think it was sometime last week. It was it was the official Annoy Squidward Day. Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, it said it was in February, but I swear to God, I remember it being in January. But yes, it is the 15th. But also, to be honest, I feel like the SpongeBob Instagram page always posts that picture up on any 15th release. You could just mark any 15th of the month as Annoy Squidward Day.
Wow. Good to know.
I mean, I believe Squidward would say that annoy Squidward days every day because SpongeBob annoys him every day.
It is every day. But that's an extra special day.
Oh, it is. But yeah, Sam, do you like Cartoon Network? I mean, not Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. Oof, oh my God, my brain blanked.
She's slipping. Oh my God.
Cut it. Cut it.
No, no. It's, you're like, it stays on record. It's there to stay.
Wow. Yes, but do you like Nickelodeon?
I love Nickelodeon. Okay. I grew up watching a lot of Nickelodeon. Same thing with Cartoon Network. It's like...
Would you say one over the other? Both on the same?
They're both two. They're two completely different beasts, I will say.
That's true. I agree.
They're completely different.
I agree.
See, the thing with Nickelodeon is, well, one, Cartoon Network, I don't think they ever had, like, live action, like...
People shows.
You call them people shows.
But that's literally how... Yeah, people shows. That's I know it's live action, but to me, I'm like, people shows. Yeah. No, I think Cartoon Network was legit just cartoons. Just cartoons. Like, that's it. Which is, you know, well, Nickelodeon is, you know, Nickelodeon is an actual word. Like, if I'm correct, I will research it.
Don't tell me it's just slime. No,
Nickelodeon is supposed to be like, back in the day, you could go to like movie theaters and then like,
I just looked it up. It says, dated. Informal, a jukebox, originally one operated by the insertion of a nickel coin, or historical, a movie theater with an admission fee of one nickel.
Yeah, I remember reading or seeing a thingy about the history of Nickelodeon. Yeah, so they named it after that because a Nickelodeon would be like, let's say you were like, I'm gonna go watch some like short little movie or something to pass the time. You would pay a nickel to go in and have fun. Yeah, that's how they named the thing. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Lena,
you're welcome.
What about you? Do you like Nickelodeon? All right, let's not get it twisted.
Let's not let my dyslexia brain kill me here.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Nickelodeon. Same thing as you said. Each one had their different things because, like, as much as I was a kid and I said I did not like a lot of people shows, which is why I didn't watch a lot of them, there were some, like, key iconic people shows from Nickelodeon that did make me, like, go, oh, I love it. I love it.
You know what I will say, too? It's like, I never once really had, like, because there were the three. It was Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel.
And, oh, yes. And those 100%. Three channels, that was like the trifecta, yes.
Yeah, the Triforce. And yeah,
oh, 100%, yes.
And literally, those three channels, I don't know about for you, but for me, they were always, like, within three or four channels of each other.
Yes. I remember one time Nickelodeon was like 53 and Cartoon Network was 54 and Disney was 55 for me. I remember I had one type of cable and it was like that. It was like 1, 2, 3.
I remember Cartoon Network was 49, Nickelodeon was 50, and Disney was 51. That's wild.
I mean, we also grew up separate because it's the same thing as how you can remember your like home phone number. Like,
yeah.
Do you still like without doxing ours, even though I don't have a home phone number anymore?
Yeah,
do you
I don't
still
have a home phone anymore. Number? Yeah, of course. Yeah. I remember my home phone number 100%.
Yeah, me too.
That's so weird. But no, okay. But but what it's I was just trying to say. No, but all right. This is what I was trying to say is that like there was never one channel that dominated towards just like I am only going to leave Cartoon Network on and I'm never changing it because there will always be a show that I'm like I don't want to watch this. I would rather watch this other show that's on Nickelodeon or like Disney Channel or Cartoon Network.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you would know exactly when because then, like, for example, like, on the weekends, you're like, oh, my God, the new Disney Channel original movie is going to come out. I got to go watch that. And then you're like, oh, but Cartoon Network on Saturday mornings. And Yeah.
So, Lena.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The shows. Let's go into cartoons.
We have to break it down. Cartoons first or people first?
No, let's go to cartoons first. What were your favorite cartoon Nickelodeon shows?
Whew. Okay, I wrote down a few. But all right, so
a few. I wrote down 10.
I wrote down a few, so like you know, limited. I'm not gonna go crazy.
Okay.
But go. Because also I'm gonna go deep on one of them. I wrote a few of like these are ones that like clicked in my head. Okay. Everyone knows SpongeBob. I will save that towards the end.
Oof.
One big one that I really love: Fairly Odd Parents. I know Butch Hartman's a piece of shit. We know this, but Fairly Odd Parents is so stupid.
It's really funny. It's a good show.
Aesthetically pleasing. Like, I love Cosmo and Wanda. Like, that's my I have a purse. I have a fish purse. Like, I have a bowl that looks like a fish bowl and has a Cosmo and Wanda on it. That's one of my favorite, like, fashion accessories. I loved it. The humor is stupid. And then some of the characters. Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
Oh, my God. With the long hat.
With the long-ass hat. To this day, people the passion still dress up as him.
A thousand fiery suns.
I know. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, or another iconic moment was when Trixie Tang is like a boy or like dresses up like a boy to hang out with Timmy. She takes out the picture of the best friend, rips it, and the best friend's like on elevator. She's like, she's like,
You got Icky Vicky.
Oh, yeah. Icky Vicky. Oh, my God. And then you can't forget Shiny Teeth and Me. Shiny Teeth, Shiny Teeth that sparkle just like the stars in space. Yeah, oh my God. That song was on my iPod for the record. And I'm not for the surprised. Record, I still everyone had an iPod. I still had an iPod within the last 5 years. Like, I think I stopped using it maybe when I started dating you since I started using Spotify. I remember I still used my iPod when I started dating you. And you were like,
still were. And I was just like, what's wrong with you? I was just like, just use Spotify. And then you were like,
but the
no,
worst part
I
is it has some songs I can never get.
No, but literally, it's so I can inconvenient. Never get them. You're like, I love carrying this extra thing.
I can't
thing.
Have my remixes there anymore. Well, I can have them on my phone now, but you know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Never the same, okay. Oof. But yeah, Fairly Odd Parents, amazing. Another one, Invader Zim. Oh, man, it had a grip on me in middle school and in high school because I don't know about you, if you're one of those rocker kids that were like, oh, my God, it's so cool, Doom and everything. Oh, my God.
No, I was not one of those kids that watched Invader Zim, but I definitely
You
know.
Didn't watch Invader Zim?
No, because
I was one of those kids that worshipped Invader Zim. I am not joking. Yeah, I loved Invader Zim with, oh my God, all I can think of, there's a moment one time where they shoot the teacher who looks like a snake pretty much, and she's just like, doom, 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 and then the bell rings and she's like, all right, get out. She
would say. Eva.
Yeah. Yeah, no, oh my God. Yeah, you didn't love it with Gurr when he would be like, wee, and be like, I like you. And he'd have like such a weird little voice and he'd be like, tacos. And they'd be like, it was really gross and stuff. But I also, because of Invader Zim, I also like Jonan Vasquez's other stuff, like Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. And yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, I loved Invader Zim. Great. Rocket Power, woogity, woogity, woogity.
Rocket Power is so good.
Rocket Power was so good. There's, what is it, Otto, Reggie, I don't remember the kid's name, but named Squid.
I don't know how you
And then there was the other
the
kid.
Names.
And there was Uncle Tito, and then there was the dad, who was like a single dad.
Let me see. Yeah. There's Otto, Regina, uh-huh. Sam Dullard, Tito, Lars, uh-huh. Maurice.
Lars is probably Raymond. The orange-haired kid, and Squid should be the other one that you just said, Sam or whatever. I just remember they called him Squid because
no,
he was
Lars is not the orange-haired. That's Maurice.
Oh, Maurice is
but,
okay.
But Maurice, he had a separate name, I thought. Like, he had
a
nickname.
I think so, too. He had a nickname, right? Yeah, I think he had a nickname. Same thing as, like, Reggie. She would go by Reggie. But Otto just went as Otto. But, yeah, I remember his name was Squid because he was new. But Rocket Power has one of the most iconic messages in my brain that I always remember. It's that episode where Otto wanted to go on the waves when there was a storm. And his dad and Tito would be like, don't cash a check. Your tush can't cash. And he almost drowned.
Oof.
But I always think about that. I also wrote Danny Phantom because, you know, he's a phantom. Iconic. Again, we hate Butch Hartman, but we love it. Love Danny Phantom. I also wrote Jimmy Neutron. Jimmy Neutron's funny because it was a movie that
I
it
love.
It was a movie,
Jimmy
right?
Neutron.
It was a movie,
it was a movie
that
first.
Turned into a show.
Did you
yeah,
watch
because
the movie?
At the yes. Don't you remember with the "We're the Kids in America"? Oh, yeah.
Well, there was
oh
that
God.
One. They also did the.
That's the song
beat.
I think of. Yeah, we got the beat. Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Oh my. Okay. It was so good too because. Do you remember uh-huh. the premise of the movie?
It was the kids were just doing the thingy, and then wasn't it that all the parents left, but because it was
they got like abducted by aliens, and
yeah,
all the kids
right?
were like,
yeah.
"Yeah, we can do what we want." And they're all
yeah,
partying.
Oh my God! And then Sheen peed in the yeah. in the shower.
He touched a llama.
Uh huh. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, no,
there's
Carl
so
touched
many.
A llama.
Carl. Oh my God. There are so many funny iconic things. There's a thing of Carl that I saw recently. From the show. Anyway, that, but also at the time, what I was trying to say is, so Jimmy Neutron, I feel like at the time, it was a lot of TV shows got a movie, while Jimmy Neutron yeah. was a movie that became a TV show, which eventually yeah. set the standard for, like, DreamWorks has that, you know, and everything else.
Yeah.
But I always remembered as a kid, I was like, oh, that's funny. Like,
that
I always thought
that.
But it was
so good.
But what's so good it doesn't, like, well, because all these, like, movies to shows kind of suck. But, like, Jimmy Neutron on both versions, amazing.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really good. You know, yes, there was there's an episode that always sticks out to me on that show because it used to scare me. And it was the one where it was like they'd go to some carnival or something. And then there's this black robed figure with wearing a mask.
Oh, God.
And it's like.
Oh, wait. You're ringing some bells. A bell is ringing somewhere.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the screen mask, but there's like teeth. Uh-huh. And stuff.
I'm imagining.
And then the way he defeats this hooded figure is he gets on one of those, you know, the ships that rock back and forth, and he's like, it's a pendulum, so we're gonna let gravity do its thing. And so he breaks the like hooks off, and then it's a pendulum, so it swings, right? Because the earth rotates, and so it's able to
gravity.
And then he hits the guy, and he's just like, oh, well, now I know who you were. But I remember just that figure was just so scary.
You're giving me, something is there. A bell is ringing. I will say that. A bell is ringing. Another one that I haven't watched fully, but I know a lot of people love this. Avatar, The Last Airbender. Iconic, you know.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot
about. I have not finished it. I've seen a good chunk of it. But the characters are great. The story is great. The jokes are hilarious. Like, everything about it is so, like, good and whichever. But all right, here we go. Just to get in it a little bit, because I have to tell you. Number one favorite on Nickelodeon. Number one favorite show probably in general of life. SpongeBob. All right? SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's like 100%
SpongeBob SquarePants is my lifeblood. Okay? Like, it is from the... I still remember when it premiered, watching the first episode, which is Help Wanted, the one where SpongeBob goes to apply to Krusty Krab, and then all the anchovies come, and, zim, zoom, zoom, right? So, like, from that moment on, like, SpongeBob was my shit, okay? And from then to now, it has still been my shit. Personally, I am, as some people might call me, a sponge boomer. But, like, to me, the first
three seasons... That's not a term. That's not a real term.
I saw a meme of Regular Show where someone was like saying, oh, this is not as good as this SpongeBob. And it was like a Mordecai and Rigby going, haha, look at you, Sponge Boomer. Yeah. Anyway, the first three seasons and maybe a little bit of the fourth are just
so good.
Iconic. Sam can attest to this. When we rewatched SpongeBob,
it holds up. We watched SpongeBob,
it holds up. And I'm also just talking the whole episode because I know the whole episode just.
Oh, straight up. I remember because I remember we watch it at night, and so I like to have subtitles on, and I'm just like, Lena's just reading the subtitles. But then I was like, oh no, she actually just knows. I don't understand. Like, straight up, the first three seasons, she knows every single line, and I'm not joking when I say she knows every single line.
With cadence also.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For the record, with cadence. Yeah, like, I mean, there's so many good, funny jokes. Like, oh my God. Like, with great episodes, like an iconic episode, Band Geeks.
I love Band Geeks.
Band Geeks, I mean, for those who don't know, Squidward was when Squilliam comes and he's just like, oh, can you play the thingy? So Squidward rounds up the band. Yeah, basically the Super Bowl. And he rounds up the band, you know, and he tells everyone to whatever. And that's when Patrick has that iconic line where he raises his hand and he goes, is mayonnaise an instrument? And Squidward's like, no. And he raises it again. He's like, horseradish isn't either. And he's like, okay, that's fine. You know, this and this and that. Right? And then they all play bad, right? And then I still remember because Squidward was like, okay, well, how about we just play loud? Because when people, you know, talk loud, they think they're right. And then it's Plankton going, correct. And then he's like, let's just play really loud. And it explodes and throws into the wall, right? And then that's also when that whole thing happens where Squidward's like, kicking. And he's like, kicking? I love kicking. And Patrick kicks Sandy. They all fight, remember?
Oh, my God, yes.
And then they have that big iconic speech where Squidward leaves, right? And then SpongeBob's like, was like, you little Timmy, you know, when your kid was stuck in a fire, who saved him? A fireman? A
firefighter,
that's right. If you can just think about Squidward as a firefighter or as this, you know, we can help him. And then one of the guys in the back is like, let's do it for the firefighters.
I remember. It was so good. And then they get their act together.
There's so many. Yeah, and it's iconic. There's so many. Other moments that I wrote down, some moments that I thought, but like to me is, another one is when they go paint when they go paint Mr. Krabs' house. Do you remember?
Wait, you mean the one where they paint the interior of the house? And when they paint
the interior, white. Yeah. When he told them otherwise, their butts are going to go over his mantle. Yeah. Right? All I think of is that part where SpongeBob takes the lid off. Or like, you know, SpongeBob's trying to take the lid off. And Patrick's like, careful, SpongeBob, careful. Careful, SpongeBob, careful, careful. And then he's like, I already got it on. He's like, okay, my turn. And he tries to like, oh my God, there's so many. Oh, my favorite joke of it is that part, though, when they try and hide because, you know, they stain the dollar. Oh my God, and Mr. Krabs sees SpongeBob on the wall. And he's like, what are you doing, SpongeBob? And he's like, oh, you know, just hanging around. And Patrick's like, boo.
That's a Lena joke. 100%.
Oh my God. But yeah, any of SpongeBob jokes that are like that are just great. So if you honestly ever know me, I'm great for a SpongeBob reference.
The first three are just so iconic. Almost every Chef's single kiss. Episode is just too iconic. It's so good. Chef's it's just kiss? You, me, and this brick wall you built between us. This brick wall I built between us. What is it? I reckon by sunset. It'll hit his lower intestine.
Oh, no. And then because when he tells it, and then Mr. Krabs like, you had to kill him. He cried you a sweater of his tears. Yeah. And you kill him. Okay, last tangent. On that same episode where Squidward sees the pies, the pirates are like, these are bombs. They were made in a bomb factory. They're bombs. All I think of is, I remember it was like, do you remember a few years ago Samsung phones were exploding? I remember the first comment under that news story was a screenshot of that thing saying they're bombs built in a bomb factory. It cracked me up. Anyway, okay. Those are my favorite shows. Sam, what about you?
Okay. I'm not going to mention the shows that you've already mentioned. I'm going to mention the shows that you missed that I really enjoyed, not the shows I don't like, because Nickelodeon had a few shows I did not like. I was not a fan of.
All right. We're all about peace, love, and positivity, so we won't talk about those.
Rugrats. Rugrats is iconic. You have to admit.
Loved Rugrats. I did love Rugrats. Mm-hmm.
It's so good. You know, you got the whole gang.
A baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Number two. Hey Arnold. So good.
Arnold! Loved it. Oh my God. To me, Hey Arnold, when I think of like iconic episodes, I always think of the Christmas episode. I really love that Christmas episode.
I don't know if I remember the Christmas episode.
The one where like they had Secret Santa and he got Mr. Wynn, and Mr. Wynn's wish was to see his daughter again. So then Arnold and Gerald. Yeah. And Arnold and Gerald were doing all the thingies, and in the end they couldn't get all the stuff for like the social worker, and the last thing he needed was Tony Spumoni's snow boots, which Helga got. And then Helga gave it to him, so then to give as a gift to Arnold. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Hey Arnold, classic show. The music's really, really good.
Oh my God.
The art style is super sick. I love the designs. Yeah. The characters are great.
Character style, yep.
Yeah. Really good show. Mm-hmm. Another show?
Yes.
Doug is so good. I love
Quail
Doug.
Man.
Quail. Stop.
I hated Quail Man. He would have his... I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, he has his underwear on the outside.
Yeah. What's it called? You already mentioned these. Yes. Okay. Two more.
Okay.
All Grown Up. I was a big fan of All Grown
Up. Like Rugrats All Grown Up?
Yes.
Yes.
I was a big fan. All Grown Up. Da-da-da. I don't remember the full thing, but I just remember that. And then, I don't know, it just seemed so relatable because I mean,
at the time, weren't we teens when the thing popped out?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I just really enjoyed it. And I liked the updated relationships between everyone.
I remember I thought Kimmy looked cool.
Kimmy was always cool.
Kimmy was always cool. Yeah, but as a teenager, I always thought she looked hella cool. I was like, damn, she's cool.
Yeah. And then, final one. Chalk Zone. Chalk Zone.
I forgot about Chalk Zone. Yes. I don't remember the name of, like, the blue character, like, the one with the mat. There's the kids, right? And then the chalk creation was his, yeah.
Well, he had a special chalk, and he can go inside Chalk Zone, and then he can, like, make stuff that they could use and stuff. It was so good. Chalk Zone was a really great show.
It was. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes.
And that's pretty much it. You mentioned a lot of the heavy hitters that I was just like, man.
I mean, because I feel like to me the cartoons were the main thing, but like with people shows, like, oof. Like, I'm going to just hit a few of them. Amanda Show, loved it. Like, the skits were hilarious. Oh, Bring in the Dancing Lobsters.
It was a good show.
Too good. All that. Did you watch all that?
I didn't really watch all that. It never, if I'm being honest, maybe it would barely show up. Because remember, I got cable later. Uh-huh. So I think by the time all that was already out the door. And like,
did you see Kenan and Kel?
No, I almost never saw that.
Oh my God. Yeah, Kenan and Kel was so good. I love orange soda. I do. Ooh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, no. Oh my God. If there's a way to rewatch this, can we rewatch it? It's so good. And then another one, which is more modern, iCarly. iCarly has so many good memes. So many good memes. Still good to this day. I know there's a new season of it, but I don't have Paramount Plus, so I can't watch it.
Oof.
But yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Those are some of my people shows.
Lena, Drake and Josh. Drake and Josh!
You know, it's funny. I never watched Drake and Josh. It was one that I kind of skipped. I'm not joking. I'm so sorry. But
it's spherical.
I watched iCarly.
Come on. Drake and Josh was so good.
iCarly. That's what I had. iCarly.
The theme song was also amazing.
Yeah. I'm thinking the iCarly theme song right now in my head. I can't say the words, but I can hear it in my head.
Oh, my God. Drake and Josh was really good. And what's it called? I'm blanking on the girl's name, Miranda Cosgrove. She was really good in that. Miranda and then she's also really good in iCarly. You also miss... This is also... So Drake and Josh, I think, is my all-time favorite. Show. Ned's Declassified.
Oh my God, Ned's Declassified. I forgot.
That's a heavy hitter.
That one is actually so good. Yeah, you're right. I was wrong.
Yeah, literally. What's the full thing? It's like Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Survival Guide? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if I'm right, somebody came off of that show and became really famous or went into the MCU. Something like this happened, if I remember. We can fact check this after.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was watching.
I don't remember who, though, so do not quote me on that.
No, there's a YouTuber I watch, and I'm trying to remember who it... I think it's... What's her name? She's the voice actress of Kim Possible, I believe. Where it's
Oh, my God. She Romero was in Cadet Kelly. Yes. Her. Yes, her.
Yes. She's also the sister in Even Stevens.
Sure.
She brings on other, guests, and if I remember correctly, she brought in Zoe... or is it Mo? It's Zoe, right? The girl from Ned's Declassified?
Don't remember, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, they talk about like the show and stuff like that they were on and stuff. It was pretty cool. But that's all I remember from like anyone from that show that's actually done anything.
Wait, I think I slightly remembered. Here we go. I remember. So Susie Crabgrass. I hella ass forgot. Okay, the girl who plays Susie Crabgrass, she plays Selena in the live action on Netflix. There you go. Oh my God, I remembered now. What it was. Yeah. Wow. Which, for the record, Susie I have not watched
Crabgrass.
That.
Crabgrass. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, look at her getting those jobs. Am I right?
Get it. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Lena.
Yes.
The final topic.
All right. Hit it.
Nick at Night and Nick Jr.
Well, here's the thing. When we were talking about the topics, I told Sam, I was like, well, we're talking about Nickelodeon and Nick at Night was the thing and Nick Jr. And Sam was like, oh my God, Nick at Night. So the thing is, I didn't watch Nick at Night, people shows, but I did watch Nick Jr. So,
Okay. I will say this. Sam, I only like Nick at Night for one show and one show only.
And that's George Lopez show?
That's the George Lopez show. The George Lopez show is so good. Also, the opening. Do you know what the opening is to the George Lopez show?
No, I never have watched the George Lopez show. I'm being honest. And I'm so sorry and I apologize.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know if it's aged well or not. Like most shows from the early 2000s.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it has not aged well. But
probably not.
But no, probably the not. Opening song is Low Rider. The dun 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 dun. A low ride. Literally, I'm just like, oh, this is so sick. And then, I mean, if you know anything about George Lopez, he's a Mexican comedian, right? He's Mexican, right? I'm pretty sure he is.
Yes, he is. I mean, yes. Should be, yes. I'm fact-checking.
She's fact-checking. Latino. He's Latino for sure.
Okay, yes.
And it's just pretty much just like a sitcom. Essentially, and it's just about him and his family and like just all the shenanigans they get into, and it's just really good. I just found it
Mexican.
Very...
He is Mexican.
Yeah, I was like...
But I was like, just
I was
be
like
sure.
95% sure, and I was like...
Oh. Me too, but you never know, right?
Yeah. But I found the show pretty relatable, and it was very, like, just funny. Like, all the jokes were, like, really good. And it was just, it's just funny. I just loved it. Like, I was always cracking up on every episode. And that's the main reason when I'm like, Nick at Night, and I'm like, George Lopez carried that Nick at Night,
all
right?
100%. So that's it? That's all you watched?
There was nothing else? that's the thing. I'm sure I've watched other stuff, but like...
I know people watch that, and they watched Friends at Nick at Night. That's what a lot of my friends used to watch.
I did not watch Friends at Nick at Night. I watched Friends on, I think... Where it aired. It aired on NBC or something like that, or ABC.
Something like that, yeah.
I would just watch it, like, on the original.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on the original thing. Yeah, I remember some friends watched it on that, yeah. I was not a Nick at Night person. I was a Nick Jr. person.
Nick Jr.
Not because
sick.
I was a, not just, not because I was a baby, because, as some people probably have gathered from listening to our podcast, so my youngest brother, we're actually 10 years apart. So when he was a baby and I would take care of him, he would watch Nick Jr. and I would watch Nick Jr. with him. But there were some shows that did transcend for both of us. Like one of them, which you will agree, Sam. No, Nick Jr.
Oh, I thought you were talking about shows that transcend. Like
no,
a 10.
I mean, yes, he did watch SpongeBob. But no, Nick Jr. shows. I will say the biggest one for me, Blue's Clues.
Bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, oh my god, we just got a letter, wonder who it's from, and then it's that little girl from the Vine that goes suck my ass. Oh my god, that's Vine. Oh. Cracks me up.
I hate
but yes, Blue's Clues, if I think I mentioned it in the one where we talked about the Scholastic Book Fair, like I remember when I got the Blue's Clues notebook, I thought I was the hottest shit in the world. I was like, fuck yeah, I got Blue's Clues, like, handy dandy notebook. Oh my god, yeah. So, I love Blue's Clues. I think Blue's Clues aesthetically is also really cute. The characters are very fun. And they even have it now. Blue is still alive today. And what I love so much, it's so fun, lighthearted, still inclusive. The new guy's super funny. I love him. And, like, my favorite thing is they did a pride parade on Blue's Clues. Do you remember that? I love that segment.
So I did not, but that's so cool.
Yeah. It's so cute. And it was super, super, like it covered everyone. Like, everyone in this pride parade. It was amazing. I loved it. So, please look it up on YouTube. It's amazing.
Really quick. So, okay. So, I grew up watching Blue's Clues because I think we talked about this on other things. But it's just, like, when you're sick and you watch, like, that's all you do. You just watch TV.
Yeah.
And it's just like in the middle of the day, they would have all the baby shows. So it's like,
oh,
Nick
yeah,
Jr.
they would have them up until like right when it would be
like
you
two
get out
or
of school.
Three.
But,
yeah, exactly.
Yep. Because there were like all the babies stuck at home. This is for you.
Yeah, exactly. But Blue's Clues was always one where I was so excited for because I was just like, okay,
know,
this show's sick.
Too. Yeah, I love Blue's Clues 100%. Yeah. And then as millennials, you know, we got it was last year, right? Where Steve came back and he's like, I've always thought about you.
No,
thank
you're gonna
you.
Make
and
me
all
cry.
The millennials fucking cried. Yeah. And he's like, and you look good too. Oh my god.
It's so good.
So all
literally,
the millennials
Blue's
listening
Clues
to this
has
you
its
guys
own
know.
Multiverse.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Blue's Clues. And I'll say the other big one which was for
I'm waiting for it.
Oh, I was like waiting. I was like, he's pointing a finger. So the other big one that was big for my little brother was Dora the Explorer.
Hell yeah.
Got
I was hoping.
Dora. Dora. Woo! Dora the Explorer. Dora. Yeah. Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. I remember when Dora came out. When I tell you, Dora had a grip on the girls, all right? Like Dora, do you remember that when like it first came out? Like,
no.
Everyone.
I'm not like a grip on the girls. I just remember everyone being like, Dora's tight.
Yeah, no, at least where I was around, like, it had a grip on everyone. Everyone loved Dora. Everyone had the backpacks, the toys, the dolls. It was on repeat. Like, Dora was like the biggest, hottest thing. Like, it was, yeah, she was a star, a phenomenon. But yeah, if you've seen Dora, everyone knows that iconic thing, right? So she'll be doing whatever her thingy is.
Swiping.
She'll be like, oh, that's that too. No, do you remember where she would be like, you'd be like, oh, let's check in the backpack. Can you say backpack?
Oh, yeah.
And then she paused, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. backpack, right? Or be like, can you say this? Thanks.
Yeah.
That was such a good... Oh, and then, of course, swiper, no swiping. Swiper, no swiping. And he'd be like,
oh man. Yeah.
Which is so funny. Okay. Slight tangent with that, but not really. So I think it was, what, 2019, I think it came out? It came out before the pandemic, because I remember I went to go see it. They came out with a live-action Dora movie. So it's I went with my youngest brother when it came out, because he was like, I really want to watch this movie. And I was like, it looks stupid. Like, it's going to be some live-action gimmick money thing. No, I thought this, right? But he was like, I love Dora because it's what he grew up with, right? So he was like, let's go watch Dora. So we went to go see it. When I tell you that movie is so fucking good. Please take this as a recommendation from We're All Crossing. Go watch the Dora the Explorer, or I think it's called Dora and the Lost City of Gold movie. Go fucking watch it. It's so good. It's very meta. It is very meta. Oh, there's a part. Don't you remember where the daughter, where the girl that plays Dora, right?
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't remember. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. So I watched it on a plane.
And oh, you watched it on a plane. Yeah, I saw it in the movie theater.
I remember the first half. I don't remember the second half. And part of me feels... That's fine.
No, this wasn't... Do you remember in the first half when they're kids? They're at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. And Dora goes, can you say this? And then the guy who plays the dad, which he's you know, that like, Mexican actor that's in everything? No, he like looks behind and he's like what the hell? Like, what are they looking at? What's she looking at? Oh my God. Yeah, it's super meta. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So please take this as a recommendation for both of us. It is endorsed by Lena and Sam. Please go watch that movie. It is amazing.
I like how it's like endorsed by Lena and Sam. And I'm like, I only watched, I'm pretty sure, half of it.
Well, Sam, we're going to watch the whole thing, because I'm going to tell you, it is actually super good.
I remember.
I think it's on Hulu.
It's on something. But I remember the first half I was enjoying it and I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's so great. Oh, my God. I'm laughing because I thought about something, but I can't. I don't want to spoil it.
No spoilers. Yeah. No spoilers.
No. Swiper, no spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. But I think that's a good way to wrap up the Dora with Dora, because, you know, Nickelodeon really had just, what do you call it? It was just so good all the way around, because again, as we said, it's not like Cartoon Network where it was like just cartoons. Like, it had cartoons and people shows. Of them were so like level, like everything was high tier amazing, and just
I just want to watch Nickelodeon. I'm gonna watch Drake and Josh again, because that is so
I will say
good.
We didn't touch on this. We did on the Cartoon Network. I will say, if I'm being honest, I can't tell you there are stuff that I watch on Nickelodeon now. Like, Cartoon Network, there still are. Like, I will watch Gumball and that. Well, SpongeBob, but the newer episodes of SpongeBob kind of, like, lose me. Because
you watch nowadays?
Now. Yeah, like, is there anything that I watch? Cartoon Network still has some that I will watch. Now for Nickelodeon, I don't. But I know there's some shows that a lot of people have recommended that are pretty good. But unfortunately, I don't. The new SpongeBobs, I wish I could get more into them. But a lot of them have more physical humor and, like, making SpongeBob, like, really, like, ugly. And, like, it's not, it's more like, you know, I don't know. It's not as, like, I don't want to say subversive. But you know how, like, SpongeBob had those innuendo kind of jokes and things like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same.
I just Googled Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah.
And, what's on? Or, like, current shows. So I don't know if this is currently what's playing. But, like, sure. I don't know. I recognize this, like, Miraculous Tales of... It's the girl that looks like a ladybug. And it's, like, 3D.
Oh, the Marvelous Ladybug Girl. Yes, I know about her. Yes, I know she's pretty popular.
SpongeBob... The Loud House. I've never watched The Loud House.
Oh, I've heard of The Loud House, but never watched it. I've heard good things, though.
Same.
I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm. And then there's just, like, stuff.
Any other that stand out?
No. I mean, those are the only things that, like, other than SpongeBob. Looked familiar? No. Other than SpongeBob,
I see. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, Loud House is probably the only one that I can think of that's, like... Because also the ladybug came from somewhere else. It's not from Nick, like, you know what I mean? Loud House is from Nick. Yeah, they, acquired. Loud House is from Nick, but again, I don't know anything about it. But, you know. But my heart is still in, you know, the old Nickelodeon.
Same.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope everyone had fun talking about all these good, you know, SpongeBob moments. And we did not let you down. SpongeBob, can you let me down? I will throw in a reference at any point.
Always.
But yeah. So I hope everyone has fun. And, you know, watch all those reruns and stuff. Because, oh, my God, Sam, you said you didn't watch The Amanda Show. We have to. Some of them are so fucking good.
No, I watched The Amanda Show.
But you said all that, right?
All that I didn't watch.
Oh my god, it's so good. Because if I'm right, no, actually that might be the Amanda show where Drake from Drake and Josh.
Oh, that's Amanda show.
Yeah, where he has that segment of the guy that goes, I'm a dude. Yeah. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was Kyle. I think that's his name. He's like, I'm sup. I'm Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Amanda show.
But yes, then maybe we should go watch All That, because honestly, oh my god, All That was hilarious. And then, okay, I mean, I know some people think this is weird, but I love SNL, and I really love Kenan Thompson, who came from All That, and Kenan and Kel and stuff. So, like, if I'm being honest, Kenan has always, from his youth to now, been an A+, I guess you want to call him a comedian, actor, whichever. Yeah, amazing. So, honestly, Sam, we have to watch Kenan and Kel, because you'll see. It's so good.
Okay.
But, yeah. Anyway, that's all I have to say about Nickelodeon, and, you know, I hope everyone enjoys it. Watch all the reruns. They're really good.
Yes.
And remember, you...
Us...
We're all crossing. Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.